More and more patients in Australia are now speaking out about serious health problems after using popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro. These medications, known as GLP-1 receptor agonists, were originally created to help people manage type 2 diabetes. But in recent years, they've gained huge attention for their ability to trigger dramatic weight loss. The problem? Dozens of people are now reporting that the drugs may have caused severe liver damage, including a condition called drug-induced hepatitis. Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, is investigating. So far, they've confirmed 3 cases of drug-induced hepatitis directly linked to semaglutide. That's the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy. Several other suspected cases are also under review. The reports have become serious enough to be shared with both national and international health authorities. People affected have described symptoms like nausea, vomiting, fatigue, abdominal pain, and a general feeling of being unwell. In some cases, the illness was so severe it led to hospital stays. One woman said she became so sick after taking Ozempic that she needed IV treatment for several days, describing it as feeling like the flu, but much worse. Part of the controversy is that these drugs are now being used off-label in large numbers, meaning for weight loss, even in people who don't have diabetes. The medications work by mimicking a hormone called GLP-1, which helps regulate insulin and blood sugar, while also reducing appetite. While side effects like nausea and digestive discomfort are already well known, the possibility of liver injury is much more alarming and far less understood. Now, Dr. Emily Tucker, a clinical pharmacologist, says drug-induced liver damage can be tricky to diagnose because the symptoms are often vague. But with more people taking these drugs, she believes doctors need to be alert. If patients show signs of liver problems while on semaglutide or similar medications, clinicians should consider drug-induced hepatitis as a possible cause, she said. Interestingly, semaglutide hasn't traditionally been linked to liver damage in medical studies, leading some experts to suspect that rare or underreported cases are only now coming to light as more people use the drug for weight loss. And the scale of that use has exploded, boosted by social media, influencer culture, and celebrity endorsements. For now, the TGA has not placed any restrictions on these medications. Instead, they're asking both doctors and patients to report any side effects. They're also working with global health agencies to review the risks and decide whether rules should change. The drug makers Novo Nordisk, which makes Ozempic and Wegovy, and Eli Lilly, which makes Mounjaro, say patient safety is their top priority. Both companies insist the benefits outweigh the risks when the drugs are taken as directed, but they agree ongoing safety checks are essential. If you're thinking about starting or stopping any of these medications, the advice is clear: talk to your doctor first. And for long-term users or anyone noticing unusual symptoms, regular liver function tests may be worth discussing. This investigation is still unfolding, but what started as a handful of complaints has now become a matter of international concern. It's a reminder that even the most talked about treatments need careful, long-term safety research.